When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Come on, Jay, play me some Pimpin', man. Let's get it started, man.
Come on, man. Let's get it started, man.
Come on, man. Hey, man, let's kick this bitch off like a shitty shoe.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like a nigga stepped in some shit, doo-doo.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know, this is a trap. We keep it bunking over here.
Ooh.
85 South. Goals in the mouth. Nigga came up. I'm sitting on the couch.
Come on, yeah.
Blowing on that dozer. Yeah. In the fucking soldier. Recipe, nigga. I got stars all over. Chilling on the west side. Nigga came up. Some say it's the best side. Nigga came up on the east. I'm a beast. I always had more. Never been with the beast.
Not the least. They say I just signed the lease for an apartment with 16 bedrooms and a crease in the ceiling. Hey, I call that a nook. I just go up there to smoke. Sometimes I might read a book, cause I'm a crook. Give a fuck about what you seen or how it look, cause I'ma lean to the left and hit your bitch with that hook, yeah. Then make a cook, cause I like the way she twerk that ass. I'm off the roof. See, you didn't know that I be knowing them words, and I been pulling bitches, man. I get them in herds, and I be entertaining them with nouns and verbs, and then I flex and have sex because I'm so superb. They call me N-word because I got the dick that's crooked and it's not N-word. But hey, I play them like Squidward. Play the clarinet, make them wet and have sex. Put that dick all in her neck, up in her throat and give her hope, and then tell the bitch to go and register to vote because a nigga so political. I said a nigga analytical. Yeah, that's just a little something off the head. I just thought about that shit. And most of that shit really happened. Ain't no capping while I'm rapping, cause I'm really out here like the captain. I keep the action just coming. I like to wear a condom, but I'm busting on her stomach. Because a nigga like me nasty. Hey, I hit Mary Kay to Ashley.
Okay.
And then they other sister too. I don't even watch Euphoria, but you ever seen Root? Hey, young bitch and she a drug addict.
We used to keep drugs in our attic in case somebody gets sick, but I be rapping like a bitch because I be talking that shit. Hey, man, welcome back to the A-Fab Show. You should have never got me started.
Okay.
You shouldn't have never. You got some more?
No, I ain't got no more.
You ain't got no more?
No, I ain't got no more.
That shit hard. I thought you might want to draw one more to that.
Here we go.
I don't know. That shit, you can't deny that one.
That's a hard ass beat.
Come on, man.
Okay.
My little cousin, he got another computer for Christmas.
I'm hungry as fuck. I had some few pies.
Come on.
I came up, I would run a few lies to my girl for a minute behind the back. I hated that. Young nigga didn't know how to act.
Ooh.
I used to drink at.
Ooh.
I had to start that.
Okay.
I gave this shit up. I got my life back.
Wow.
I'm trying to make stacks. I'm trying to get racks. I remember YC had that song, Racks on Racks. And that's a fact.
He really.
You can go and check my facts. I remember we seeing facts. I'm off the beat, but I'm gonna get back on track.
Come on. Well, I start your ass over. Young niggas having sleepovers. Hey, a ugly bitch got a makeover. Cause this an 85 takeover. Nigga high cause we don't stay sober. Never focus. I get my shit hocused like a motherfucking magician. And I be lying like a damn politician.
Yeah.
Don't nobody check my statements, that's my mission. I put the lotion on and make my skin gliss.
Yeah.
Me and your bitch been kissing. Hey man, welcome back to the trap. Hey, Clayton, you ain't gonna say shit?
What we got? Oh, y'all got one.
I thought you wanted to say something on the beat before.
Hold on, let me see it. J-O-N.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Hold on. One more time.
Wait.
Yeah.
This beat sound like a siren.
Okay.
Ooh. You ain't got no bitches. They be lying.
They be lying.
We don't run out. We just keep firing. Shoot the shit till everybody dying. Sending flowers to your mama house.
What?
Showing up at the wake and we talking loud. Smoking loud. Ashing in your casket. A tisket, a tasket.
Hell yeah! I knew you had something.
That motherfucker.
Hey, this shit too.
That nigga said he gonna show up at your funeral.
Smoking loud.
Throwing ashes in the casket
and everything. God,
that's just disrespectful, man. I know y'all wondering who we got on the couch with us today.
Tell him.
This nigga here, man. I didn't know that he was pulling out the exotic coats and things of
come
that nigga.
Come on, man.
Had I received the memo, I would have brought out some type of exotic fur also.
Come on.
Man, if you got a radio, if you listen to music, I'm sure you done heard some of this dope-ass shit that he done put his foot all the way in. But he got a whole nother hustle. Man, this nigga making some of the coldest grills anywhere.
Come on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only is he an extraordinary rapper, masterful businessman, entrepreneur, real nigga, my nigga Scotty ATL up in this place.
Let's go!
You don't need me to come somewhere and do that intro for you. I got you already.
I need that. I'm gonna have to get the recording of that.
Bro, you fucked him up with the Tiefus.
Come on,
with
man.
With the Tiefus?
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, we got so much shit to catch up on, man. People been telling me to get you up in here. You one of the busiest niggas I know, though.
Man,
that's good,
man.
Though.
You know, we've been setting this up for a little minute.
For real.
Trying to. I done ran into the nigga four times.
I'm coming, bro.
I'm coming, baby. Too good.
We been watching y'all at the crib.
Niggas got teeth every day. Nigga, I always got something, bro.
Man.
You know how many people got teeth? Nigga, how many niggas got teeth?
Niggas got teeth, for real. Nigga been getting a lot of teeth lately, man.
Yeah. Business been doing good.
It's been a lot. The store in Atlanta been going crazy. You know, I just started opening the store in L.A.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Talk good shit, man. Congratulations.
So, I've been flying, like, back and forth, man, trying to, like, see my kids.
You got to see your kids.
Hold down both stores.
See, that's the crazy part. I don't even know where to start. Do we start with the music or do we start with the grill?
I don't know. It's on you. How are you feeling? You know what I'm saying?
All right, before we get to the grill, I just had to address it because that's the elephant in the room, man. You got these dope ass teethers and then you brought some. Let's just talk about the music first.
Okay, all right.
To the people who sleep, who don't know, man, introduce yourself to the 85%ers, man. We got niggas from all over the world watching this shit.
Yes, sir. What's happening, everybody? I'm Scotty ATL. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, from the east side. Marlboro, Lithonia. You know, I grew up and I stayed on Glenwood for a minute.
Okay.
I stayed on South Howard for a minute in East Atlanta. I own a store right now on Kendler Road called Grills by Scotty. And I own a store on Melrose Avenue called Grills by Scotty as well.
That's crazy. When you open that one?
We opened that one on Juneteenth.
Okay.
Last year. So we'll be celebrating our first year anniversary coming up.
Got you. Yeah, I just moved from out there. So that's a good location. Yeah, you got a prime location.
He damn sure got a good location.
That's where everybody goes through, you know. And I don't think it's nobody really out there.
On the fuck shit.
No, I don't think it's nobody really doing grills like that in L.A., like, to the magnitude of, you know what I'm saying, and bringing some flavor to it, and it's got some, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, what made you start fucking with the grill? You see how we started with the music?
I know, right? Yeah, we got to talk about it. So, I started out doing music, and I was in the studio. My homeboy named Peasy on the South Side was like, man, you got to meet this dude. He do grills. He kept asking me this shit, man. So, like, I'm like, all right, bro, but I'm into marketing, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, Nipsey Hussle, like, put me onto the Contagious book. I read that book probably 7-8 times, you know what I'm saying? Just really, like, trying to master marketing and just how to get myself out there in general.
Yeah, Nipsey put me up on the Way of the Superior Man, so if you haven't read it, grab it.
Yeah, okay, so I need to grab that one too. But, so my boy kept asking me to meet this dude. The dude wanted me to help him market his grill shop. So I was like, all right, I'll meet him, bro. We went up there, we met him. He had a grill shop off Columbia Drive. Dude named Paul, A1 Grills. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So he was a dentist. Him and his wife was in there. And so I went out there, I checked the spot out. Everything was cool. And after I left, I went to the strip club and I ran into my homeboy, and he was a dental assistant. He had just lost his job. Mm. I was like, bro, what you about to do? He said, I want to do grills. So I was like, damn, bro, we can go up here now. So we did. We went up there, I talked to the guy. At first, I was just gonna handle the business, you know?
Marketing and shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cause they was both in the dental field. Right. But I had to learn the whole thing in order, you know, it was so much work going on, I had to get involved in the actual making of the grills. So we would go buy gold every day, made the gold. Trinidad James was one of our first customers.
Shout out to Trinidad James, bro.
Come on, man. I don't know if you know, but you just said the hardest shit, nigga. Nigga said, we go buy gold every day.
We went and bought, at that time, we bought gold every day, and we was buying, like, scrap gold. Melting it down, making the grills. Paul was showing us how to make the shit every day. Cause we was new, we didn't know what was going on.
Bro, where you get a gold plug from?
Well, I don't know. Dude really just felt like I could put him on because I knew I was rapping. I was on tours, I was on the radio, I was around a bunch of niggas, so he felt like I could help him with what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which I could. I'm like, bro, I can get us on the radio. So we started going to the radio station. You feel me? Pulling up, doing nigga grills on the spot, on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, just all kind of shit to, like, make it bigger. Doing celebrities' grills, Trouble. We did one of his grills starting out. K-Count, Rich Homie, Stewie Rock. And niggas started spreading the word. Then Paul started acting up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I pulled Paul up, but it started acting up a little bit. So we lost the whole situation. You know what I mean? Then me and my dog had to figure it out from there. So that's how I got into it, though. You know what I'm saying?
That shit done took off, man.
I appreciate it.
Nah, for real, bro. You put out quality work, man. And you fuck, it seem like you fucking with it hard. It ain't some shit you just put your name on.
I do this every day. I'm in the morning talking to both stores. We got a 15-minute call.
Yeah.
You know, with the managers of both stores in the morning. Whatever coast I'm on, if I'm in LA, I'm on the phone at 6:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Cause we opening in Atlanta, you know what I'm
What's
saying?
What's been the feedback out there?
It's good. So Atlanta really jumped everything off. But when the LA store opened, you know, Issa Rae came in.
She got her shit straight?
And the shit went crazy.
She got the one for her wedding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The shit went crazy. Issa Rae came in. And after that, everybody just started coming in.
Bro, who you want to do a grill for? Dream client. The craziest name on there.
Oprah Winfrey.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah need one.
At least a bottom row.
Yeah, she need a nice bar with some diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Oprah. I know she watching it too now. Yeah.
Don't never doubt that. Hey, Oprah might sneak in.
Somebody hey, send her a clip.
Nah, for real, we need that.
Yeah.
I want to do grills for people that you wouldn't think would well grill.
Right.
You know, so like my whole jig is when I came in the game, like I already knew like, you know, I pay respect to people like Johnny Dane.
Yeah.
Eddie. You know, they paid the way.
Eddie.
And they all had their own style. You know what I'm saying? Like Johnny Dane, he diamond everybody. You can't out diamond Johnny Dane if you doing grills.
Right.
I don't care who you are. You not gonna out diamond. I seen it come in the game. Think you gonna out diamond Johnny Dane, you're not gonna do that. He didn't give everybody diamonds. He made it cool. So my thing was, how can I make grills for everybody? Whether you work at Waffle House or you rap and you on stage, you know, right, in front of a million people.
This, we gotta take this time right now to do a Black History tribute to just gold teeth in general.
Yes.
Hey, you get into the culture about it a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you care mm-hmm. about this mm-hmm. shit, so it's mm-hmm. different cuts people probably don't know about. And then all I can think about is how motherfuckers would clown people for grills at one point, but they would be from, like, New York would look at the South, and I was like, y'all niggas in the 80s was the most slugged up motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
who was your family member that had gold?
Shit, a couple uncles.
Yeah. Grandma had the gold star.
She had the
interchangeable
cap.
Shit. She had, on one set, she had the gold star, just like the star. And then she had the open face.
Just the open face.
Yeah.
Open face, classic.
Yeah, that shit go hard in the Black community since forever.
My daddy still got a solid gold, too, at the bottom.
Jack Johnson had a gold, he was gold up, too.
All of them.
But you know why they start wearing gold teeth, right? That shit go way back to slavery. When the slaves got free, they all had, they ain't had no dental work. So to cover up the fucked up rotten shit, they put the gold on them.
From my understanding, the kings and the people that was in royalty.
Yeah, they go way back to that too, but.
They would cut holes in their teeth.
And put emeralds and shit in there, yeah.
Yeah, to show their king, you know, their king like ship or whatever.
That's their royalty, man.
That's what niggas were talking about when the smile was sparkling and shit. Nigga really had shit in his mouth to separate. There's nothing new under the sun, man.
Bro, if you went to church and your pastor had some gold, like a whole grill, would you stay in there?
That shit ain't that far fetched.
That'd be hard for it, though.
That shit ain't that far fetched. They be having the one.
What if he didn't have them in at first and he snuck them in? He like, Daniel said, and then you look at him like, this
he wants you to live abundant.
That'd be too hard.
That'd be hard as hell.
When he really started talking that shit, he put them in?
Yeah.
And everybody know? Everybody in the church? Oh, shit, he about to put a grill in. Edge.
That's dope, man. I feel like the grills has always been part of our culture, though. Yeah, we just flashy people like that.
Most definitely. I think that as far as, so like you were saying with grill culture, like, my whole thing is, again, I'm up on the culture because I don't want to just do this shit to just do it, you know? I want to know about it. I'm trying to educate people on the styles of grills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want people to know, like, cause if in any other like, you know, area you look at in business, whether it's skin, whether it's basketball, it all has a place you can go to and find out more about that thing. But grills doesn't, you know? And so that's another part of what I'm trying to do. So that's why I do the episodes.
Yeah.
Teaching about perm cuts, deep cuts, slug cuts is something we started that's never been done before.
So slug cuts is you?
Slug cuts is me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Perm cuts is something that, from my understanding, again, started in Florida.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My dog, Teezy, he work at Grills by Scotty. He the manager at the Atlanta store in Grills by Scotty. So he was big on the perm cuts when he came in.
Right.
Bro, we got to do the perm cut, bro. We got to do the perm cuts. It's just really making the teeth look more permanent.
It's like the permanent look, because that's what they was doing in Florida. They right. getting this shit for real. Yeah.
But see, it feel like every region got like a different, like you said, every a different style.
Right.
Houston got a feel like it's like a, almost like a box style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The diamonds are more box. They don't do the perm cuts like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
the style's still hard. Louisiana, I feel like they ain't got permanence in Louisiana.
Hell yeah, Louisiana, Florida.
Yeah. They don't do no grills like that, I feel like.
You know right. That's crazy. Like, but now that you're saying that too. So,
I feel like that's the last step to the streets. Like, once a nigga get the grill, he all the way out there. I've been seeing a lot of white people on social media with grills. Like that. Like, it's the one dentist office. They all white people, and they all wear grills every day to work. TikTok is some evil shit, man. I gotta stay the fuck off of there. Because it'll make you think America's a nice place, bro. It's white people on there dancing. They on there sounding black. It's white women with fat asses and black kids. I ain't never seen these kind of white folks before.
Man.
They ain't real.
Get on that bitch, man. I'm telling you.
They ain't real. She ridden them kids.
I was on TikTok. Right? I gotta get on.
She done ridden the neighbor black kid.
I need him for a video.
I gotta get on TikTok some more, man.
Man,
I was on TikTok more during the pandemic, but I feel like I ain't been on there as much.
I see why China banned that shit.
Why you say that?
Cause you look up, nigga, you done been on there for 2 hours, nigga. It's like once you like something, they know what type of fucking human you are or something. Nigga, they play everything you want to see.
For real?
From it be, you watch one video, lady with a fat ass.
Yeah.
Then they show you some people outside doing some shit. Then they show you some weird ass shit. You fuck around and like this shit. Now it's a witch doing magic on that motherfucker. And it's addictive. Then the black history conspiracies and shit start popping up. And next thing you know, you done been on this. It's 4 a.m. You ain't like, what the fuck I just do? They got secret government information.
I don't be on there that long.
UFO footage.
No.
But the algorithm do have you figured out.
Stop scrolling. You've been on here for a while.
Have you seen the social dilemma? That's what I think that is, too. And do that on Instagram a little bit.
Instagram ain't fucking.
It ain't like that as much as TikTok.
You gotta put some work in. You gotta actually go search for this shit on Instagram.
Now, on Instagram, we show you what you like, what you fucking with in that moment.
But it's like.
That's why motherfuckers be like, it don't be nothing but hoes on Instagram. I be like, nigga, that's all you be looking at.
As soon as you think hoe on Instagram, they gonna
pop up. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, you know.
And it's according to, like, the hours you look at. So, like, in the mornings, if you waking up looking at that more, boom, that shit pop up every morning.
Yo,
they talk.
I just want to know how the fuck they know what kind of white people shit we would watch.
You watching white people shit.
I've been watching white people shit.
See, you been watching white people shit. You ain't been realizing until now.
It come up in the hood shit, though.
You been watching
They don't show me no
shit.
White people doing shit like playing with their dog or no shit like that. These be white people from
wearing grills and shit.
Yeah. Their granddaddy be on their cousin now. You stupid son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. See? Yep.
They now I gotta go watch this shit once a week just to see if their granddaddy done cuss them out.
White Weepo. What is it called? White
people.
White people.
White people.
White people.
I fuck one.
White people. White people.
That shit, see, they seen the shit too.
I ain't seen that one.
I'm telling you.
Y'all on TikTok though.
I fuck one.
See, I gotta get on TikTok more.
Man, don't even post it. Just lurk.
See, I know some of my people like work for the company. They got on TikTok and immediately got like millions of views in a couple weeks. And they were never on there.
Exactly. Nigga, this show gets millions of views on there, and we just started the page.
For real?
Nigga, it ain't even about us. As long as them people posting that shit and it's going crazy, you know how many motivational pages that took some shit I said on here and put the slow music behind it? Let them tell it, I'm doing well over here.
Stupid. Right.
That little sad ass music.
Some shit serious that ain't even serious. You gotta wake up in the morning and tell yourself you are the greatest. There might be somebody more talented than you, more like better than you, but hard work pays off. Yeah. There were people better than me, but you know what they didn't do? What? They couldn't outwork me.
That's true.
Come on.
They couldn't outwork me.
That's a commercial though.
For real.
I love you.
And look here, it only makes sense that we go to one of the craziest cities on doing? This crazy-ass tour.
What we doing?
St. Louis, bro.
Oh!
Shakey's Arena. Come on, tickets on sale
man.
Right now.
Right
make
now.
Sure you hit the website. Shakey's. Look here, this fresh off the printer. We printed this because we're old school. May 5th.
Come on. My birthday weekend. I'm turning up in St. Louis.
Come on. Look, everybody's gonna be there. And you
30?
Need to be there.
Dirty 30. Man, I'm rocking with St. Louis with my Dirty 30, man.
St. Louis.
I need some dirty hoes.
Hit the website right now.
I'm going down, baby.
Happy birthday, too.
No cap.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Yo, man. So what y'all been up to? What been going on?
All kind of shit. I don't know if you know this, but you can look around. We got this new merch collab that's in the that we did with the Atlanta Hawks.
I saw that.
And the arena.
That.
It's in the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the arena. What you doing March 3rd?
I'm wherever you need me to be. What's
bro,
up?
We got to think where we're going for the official launch of the shit March 3rd. We got guest passes. We can bring our people down there. We're going to do it big at the Atlanta Hawks game.
Oh, yeah,
they playing
sure.
The Bulls.
That's hard.
Yeah, so we're going to launch all this shit. We're going to try to sell out all the shit. It's going to go crazy.
That's That's hard, man.
Everybody watching this shit, pull up.
Major, man.
That's major. What we doing? And we got an app. We got our own streaming app.
Shit going crazy.
Drop our exclusive content.
Damn, bro. So, how does it feel for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, coming from where you came from to, you know, where you at now.
You remember when Boosie was about to get out? And his little daughter was like, I told y'all niggas, I told y'all niggas. That's exactly how I feel.
Right.
Because it's just like, no matter what the brand does or this show does, it's just like, I feel like the shit we gonna do is just the intro. We ain't did nothing yet.
Damn.
I'm telling you, we going crazy, bro.
Right.
I wanna be on QVC.
Right.
Having motherfuckers call in like 91. Yeah, I just ordered two of those.
Right.
Taking it big, man.
On QVC.
Hell yeah.
All right,
jumping out the gym. We gonna take this shit and make this a whole TV channel, 24-hour black media for black people.
Right.
This These is shit's not gonna the extent
spin.
Of it.
These gonna spin.
You need that.
Slow motion style.
It's spinning right now. You just can't tell.
Yeah.
You're in the audience and shit. You just can't tell. It's spinning
you
right
can't
now.
See it.
To me.
I feel like this show is going to be everything we thought BET was going to be.
Mm.
We're going to do all kinds of
BET disappointed
shit.
You? It let
no,
you
I'm
down?
Just saying. It's going to be the blackest shit, though.
But it let you down?
They're going to have to put it on TV. Like, we're going to change the way.
We already on TV.
The culture. It's the culture.
Yeah.
We it's on culture. TV.
I feel like this is the only TV. Platform that niggas ever had. Like, we do black people business, but in our hearts, we niggas.
Right.
Yeah, niggas ain't never had no platform.
That is real.
They gonna put that on the inspiration page, Clay. Don't laugh. We do black people business, but we niggas in our heart.
True indeed. For sure.
Hey, that's like hustling the flow. We man, but we dog.
Man, that shit was the craziest shit. At least it's us saying it.
Yeah. I just really want to take over the world, though. I want to get everywhere that they never had no niggas there before.
That's what I'm on
to,
man.
Where you want to go? Because niggas have been everywhere.
No, I'm just saying this. Think of how much shit black people ain't, all the business niggas ain't never done.
Hmm?
I'm saying, like, it's so many industries that we ain't never been a part of.
Right.
I want to use this platform and do some shit that's just, nigga, what?
You gotta be specific.
That nigga got
some
his
shit.
Own blankets?
Let me ask you
it's
this.
It's never
though.
Been black
Let me
blankets.
Ask you this, though. Do you feel like, in terms of just the 85 South Show, do you feel like it's more than comedy? You also are giving people inspiration.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than just a show. It is inspiration.
It's all inspiration. You
it's
can watch
inspiration
the Genesis.
And motivation.
Right.
It's some niggas who watching this shit, who just need to hear this shit two or three more times, and they gonna see me and be like, nigga, I ain't started the goddamn, I got the blanket shit jumped off.
Right.
That's
what
we started doing the black market stuff so we can bring black business owners and give them a platform, because there's people out here doing dope shit. Right. And they all they need is the exposure. The people gonna choose who they want to win. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So shit.
The quality's good. And the service is good.
Exactly. But yeah, some people are already good.
There you go.
The only thing, the last
Niggas
thing they
short
need
on service, okay.
is the exposure. The business is tight, it's professional, the products is good, they got good everything. All these people need to do is know that they exist.
For sure.
Yeah.
Nah, you doing it, for sure. My cousin is a big fan of your show too, or y'all show.
Who your cousin? Shout him out.
He right here.
Oh, he in here. Okay, I was gonna say, when he see this shit, he gonna go crazy.
He in here.
He in this shit. Yeah, man, a lot of niggas I fuck with like this shit a lot.
That's exactly what we aiming for.
Yeah, for sure.
What we shooting for.
Yeah, because it's so easy for a nigga to not fuck with it. So when we know what niggas fucking with
it. It really ain't. Fuck that. It's hard not to fuck with this. If you don't fuck with this, it's some shit going on in your life.
You a different kind
if
of nigga.
If you can't sit here and celebrate motherfuckers being successful and uplifting black people, it's something going on that you need to spend time with you.
Right.
You got to do that work on the inside of you, because if you don't fuck with this,
something wrong with you.
It's hard to do. You know how they say? It take more muscles to frown than it take to smile.
Right.
You looking for some shit to hate if you don't fuck with what we got going on. If we don't fuck with what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, That's deep. Room for everybody.
Yeah, that's what we got. We got the 85%ers, though. Everybody ain't included.
So if you hating, real you hating. Are working way too hard, and I was probably not gaining you a goddamn thing, because this shit ain't gonna stop. Right. Ain't finna stop.
Bro, if a motherfucker missing a tooth, you can still do the grill. You just skip that tooth.
No, I do that sometimes.
You give him a tooth. Are you leaving? You leave it?
Man, I'm gonna tell you some crazy shit, right? When I first started doing it, I kind of had, I guess you can say a fear. There was a lady that came in the shop one day and she needed a grill and she took her teeth out. Feel me?
Gave them to
and
you?
I had to mold the teeth.
Off the dentures?
Yeah.
So she gets handed you that and we're like, here they go. I'll be back in a minute.
But, she clacked good like some dice.
Not real talk. And I've also done grills for people who have one tooth missing.
Right.
And they want a quick fix. You
bro,
know
that's
saying?
You don't know what that shit do to people's confidence, man.
Yeah.
It does a lot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It do a whole lot, man. You know. I guess, you know, when I first started doing it, I didn't realize how much it could impact people's lives, you
right.
know? You know, I tell my staff, like, we really making people smile. You know what I'm saying? And that could sound corny, you know, but at the same time, it give me more purpose than just making money. You know what I'm saying? Literally, we making people smile every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let that shit breathe for a second. When you say that, when you say some real shit, just don't even step on it.
Yeah, that's a damn near slogan. On some marketing shit, we making people smile every day.
Nah, for real.
Gotta do that shit.
Yo.
What if somebody came in?
I feel you about to come on. I feel it.
Go ahead.
You don't want to hear me on this.
We make people.
Soon as I walk in.
Okay, hold on. Uh-oh.
So you about to kick it off? You
smile every day. Smile every day.
Turn it up then.
Smile every day.
We in this bitch like we real in the studio. What you got?
Smile every day. Smile.
All right, I'll talk to the people in TV land. Watch this.
Okay.
It's the 85 South Show, and that's the truth. You can still get your grill if you missing a tooth.
Okay.
Put your shit back together. It's like it's still there. Scotty said he'll make the shit, and he won't even care.
Okay.
And all my niggas out there in the streets with some beef need to snack the change up and then get some side teeth. Hold up. No. You just want them in the front. Hey, get the side tooth. We running a special this month. Get six at the top. That's with the side included. You want the bottoms? Hold on. Let me see what we can do then. 2 for 1. No, maybe 5 for 10. If you come, get the top, come get the bottom. My friend, hey, Scotty, ATL. You bringing niggas back. Niggas like, hey, I'm missing this. And fix right there. Hey, that's you can have that one. That's a free commercial.
Hey,
fix that side for me.
There you go.
Get that side for me.
Hey, fix that side for me. 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 Hey, real nigga shit. Put a diamond in that bitch. Hold on.
Fix that side for me. Hey.
Bitch, fix that side for me.
Whoa.
Hey, fix that side for me. I said real nigga shit, put a diamond in that bitch. Put some diamonds in that bitch.
That's too hard, though.
Hey, put some diamonds in that bitch. Hey, no, put some emeralds in that bitch. Hey, shit, some princess cuss all in that shit. Ooh. What you say, hit that slug cut. What? All the real niggas gonna be slugged up. Mm. Hey, Man, this might sound crazy. You need to do something for the teeth and little babies.
Maybe make them a pacifier.
Ooh. Man, that shit sound fire.
Ooh. We don't fuck with no lions.
Hey, my nigga. How can I get higher on the marketing team? I got a scheme that's so clean. We're gonna sell them to the old people. Know what I mean? They like some dentures. But if you don't have health insurance, you can't just pay that shit with cash. Hey, that's endurance. Now we can start another business for people who play sports. Make a mouth guard and look at, you see what I'm saying? You think I'm playing. I'm gonna stop, cause I'm getting you too much money. Man. You gotta make the motherfucking mouth guard look like got gold, teeth, like they got the grill. So even while niggas is playing, it's just gonna look like
encased in the jelly, and it can't even crack.
Come on,
that'd be crazy.
I gotta do that like tomorrow, see? Like, you ain't gonna see this shit and be the junk. I'll be on Amazon, nigga, be the made the motherfucker. I'll do this tomorrow, but look, maybe, hello, we need to do it. You need to get a cut of this, for sure.
Yeah, let's do this.
We gotta do this. Aaron, did you hear that? Yeah, all right. Make sure the 85 South Show get, Hey, but you know what? You said something in when you was rapping. It made me think of something that's really dope, right? So we just started giving the employees get health benefits, man.
Yeah.
What?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. But this was so important to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got dental, they got vision, they got life, and they got health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that meant a lot to me to be able to do that.
Yeah, man. That's like you real. Said, changing lives.
You doing better than Walmart.
For real?
Man, they don't get them people that shit. Maybe the full-time or the managers, but most of the motherfuckers ain't getting a lot of these little jobs. You doing better than major corporations than you a person, bro. You feel me? Not that you're not a major corporation,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, they crazy, man. Nah, for sure.
Man, that's a big salute, bro. Anytime we see, you know, some positivity going around, we gotta recognize that, man.
Right.
And it's definitely seemed like you already had the music and shit jumping off.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And then for you to just not just throw your name on it, actually get involved and start a whole nother industry and be doing two things at once, man, that shit requires so much energy.
Man, you know what? What's crazy is when I started the first store, it came off an album that I did called Streams. A lot of people don't know that. So like, I was doing the music. I had, I got twins, feel me? I had twins, I was doing music, doing little parties here and making money every now and then, you know what I'm saying? And so I dropped this project called Streams. And 2 Chainz inspired me to do like, you know how like he would do an activation, kind of like he did with Crystals recently.
Yeah.
Right? In the new project he has.
That brand integration.
So it's almost the promotional pop-up shop type.
That's how I started the first store, kind of.
Okay.
The album was called Streams. And then I did Grills by Scotty. I would be on my Instagram doing stories every day, kind of giving people game on how to create different streams of income. So I started the store as a partner with the album to show people like, I'm not gonna only do this, but you know, or say it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then the shop took off and it overshadowed the album.
Hey man, we gotta get us some grills for the whole crew.
Thanks.
Let's do it.
What's up, man? I got some shit right now. I can mold y'all up.
Man, no, what? Let's go.
Come on.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Yeah, let me see, man.
Yeah, we'll goddamn get that. We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, man.
You should have told me.
Can I mold y'all up?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what we got to do?
Make it How long you take? You know what I'm saying? It's going to take maybe 3 minutes tops. Minute and 30 seconds for
that
you to
fast?
Not talk. I'm making it interesting, though. I'm going to talk while we're doing this, so people won't be bored.
All right, you're going to take over.
Yeah, we're going to get this shit cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Right, let me use the bathroom. I'm coming right back.
Yep,
and then
somebody. You're not going to Rick Ross me, are you? I fought with Rick Ross, though.
Like,
I do good for you. He was here for a long time
seeing
this shit, though. But I fought
with
Ross, though. He did slide out.
Yeah, he slid the fuck out, man. This ain't no,
man,
she
come back, dog.
Ain't no hard feelings, man. I want the nigga to come back. I don't want him to just walk in from over there like he's coming back. I'm ready for part two, man. Hey, nigga, just come through. Hey, man, like I was saying.
Right.
Same outfit, too.
Yeah, yeah. I've been leaving like that ever since he did that, though. He really showed me the way.
So let me ask you this, like,
what up?
For you, open face or solid? What you have in mind, or what's your idea?
You know what? That's a hard question.
Talk to me. Tell me what you got.
You know what, man? Now I need to go solid, man.
Solid?
Just because it's Black History Month.
Ooh. Tell me why you say that, though.
Because, man, that's the original way. That's how it all got started. And then I remember, you know, early 2000s when I was coming up through this thing called life, I remember seeing my homies go from 1 to 3 to the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was just like, that's just how it is.
Right.
I'm a project nigga. That's always been part of it.
Okay.
Nigga get that grill down. Never stop. Nigga talk totally different when they grill the gear up. When they get that shit in there. Man, hell nah, we coming. Yeah, we coming. Nigga don't never stop showing them.
All right, how we do this shit?
Project Pat, let me see your gold shine.
How we do this shit?
Okay, so this is very simple. Right now, I'm using impression powder. I'm going to get a mold of your teeth, all right? This is going to allow me to actually make the grill. You feel me? Now, this process is, it used to be where this was real yucky, you know, in the dentist's office or whatever, but now it tastes good, it's not yucky, like, you can stand it.
Tastes good.
It got good, it got
don't
good
eat that shit.
I know.
No, you can't, no, don't eat.
You're gonna be fucked up.
Now, just make
for
sure.
2 days.
While we doing this, just make sure you don't talk. Make sure you don't move your mouth side to side. Yeah. Don't do all that, just be cool. Like, it's gonna be cool. I got you on the bottom grill.
All right, man, shit. Right. You see it exclusively. Right, 85 South Show.
All right, right here, Mike. Stay like that. They got paper towel right here in case you need it. All right, what's going on? Okay. So this process.
You're gonna have to hand me that. I just saw that. I can't let that be on the internet. I'm gonna have to go.
I got you right there.
I'm gonna have
to
hold my own. Them niggas are gonna nuke that shit. Give it to me. I'll do it.
All right, look, you gonna be able to do it. Let me see. Move your hand, man. All right. Don't touch it no more. Look, this right here. All right, look. Alright, so look, everybody, I'm taking this shit on right now. This, you feel me? So they getting molded up, you know what I'm saying? This is the first part of the process. After they finish getting molded up, then I cement this, which allows me to put the cement in the fire and put wax around this and then put it in the fire and make the grill. You feel me? The wax turns into the gold. So it's an intricate process, you know what I mean? Right now, we do this in 2 locations. You can pull up in Atlanta and get molded up. But we do the VIP service like this, too, for celebrities like these guys. We'll pull up on you at the studio, you know what I'm saying? It's a little extra, you know, but for them, it's VIP, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's Grills by Scotty. Make sure you follow us. Grills with a Z, Scotty with an S, G-R-I-L-L-Z, by B-Y, Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-Y. Fuck with me, yeah. I almost was like, damn, can I cuss? Let me see. Let me see what you looking like. He like, man, don't touch me, man. Hey, this ain't, we ain't doing no funny shit. We gotta do this. This like being in the dentist's office, but it's a hood dentist shit going on, you feel me? We do teeth whitening. See, a lot of people didn't know this. We do teeth whitening. We do 2 gems. We do deep cleaning, you feel me? Right now, we're in the process of working with the dentist, you know what I'm saying, to actually do the permanence and all that, too. So, we almost done. We got about a
seconds.
So right now the store is in Decatur, Kendler Road, 1900 Kendler Road. I'm from the east side. So this meant a lot to me to have the store on the east side, you know what I'm saying, in Decatur. I grew up in Lithonia, which is also on the east side, but I stayed up the street on Glenwood, which is like maybe 3 minutes from the shop, you know what I'm saying? So I'm giving back to the hood too. One of the first things I did when I came into the neighborhood was I gave back to the library just that was across the street from my store. We gave back 100 books. And then we also partnered with WSB-TV, and we gave them 100 book bags when the schools opened up as well. So I did the same thing too when I came into LA. You know what I mean? We gave back to the Fairfax High School, the football team. We gave back to them as well and sponsored the football team. You see? Come on, man. Don't take yours out.
My teeth was gonna come out.
All right. That's good. Okay, cool. Let's see.
Don't get them mixed up.
I know, man. Please don't give me this nigga's teeth.
I got you. You here? You here?
These teeth are too tall, nigga. My mouth started bleeding.
I got you.
This nigga's teeth is short.
Got you. Nah, man. Process came a long way. When we first started, though, you know, I ain't gonna lie. We love getting that shit mixed up sometimes.
What?
You know, it's a process, man. I always tell people, like, Chick-fil-A didn't start off shit going crazy like that from the beginning. I'm sure they had some hiccups.
Some mix up.
Yeah, man. They started in Greenbrier.
They did.
That was the first one, right?
Shut up, man.
Yeah, that was the first one in the mall. One in Greenbrier. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Play be knowing random shit. It might be right.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
All the Chick-fil-A's.
And the first one in the mall.
In the world?
No, it's the first mall.
The first one in the mall.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Why I've been the same way.
Yeah, that bitch don't close. That bitch over 24 hours or some shit.
I've been up. What's up, man?
My bro. Yeah.
See you, man.
Who that new face?
I see New Face too, man. He OG, man.
Yeah. New Face staying there,
yeah,
man.
New Face be on it, man.
We used to play basketball.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we played ball together.
I used to play
already.
Basketball. Already. We went to
high school. Big dog, you know. Man, you went to high school with this nigga.
That Thriller, man.
For real.
Man, he told me he was from the east side. Hey, look. When he told me he was from the east side.
Look at that.
Look, what I said, man, for real, he said, by the Walmart.
Yep.
He a real east side nigga.
He a real east side nigga, for real. Man, I was in New York recently, man.
I'm not from New York.
I know that, but I seen you in New York, remember?
Yeah,
I seen you in New York, though. Yeah.
You back now. This nigga back now. He be trying to separate. Nigga, he was in New York.
I remember you in there, though. Nah, he's a real nigga, too, though. Nah, for sure.
Hey, man, that's one of the most random niggas in the world, bruh. Jack Thriller ass be everywhere.
What he be saying, and I had a praying grandmother.
Yeah.
And boom, I hit the wall. Right,
stop playing.
I'm with you. Hello.
Don't quote that nigga. He said a lot of shit.
I know he do.
Hell yeah.
But that's all it take to make a grill.
I mean,
just like you can go and, but for the person who want it made, 3 minutes.
I mean, this process right here is very short. The rest of it is
crafting.
You know, yeah, it's crafting, but it's also like the organization of everything. You know, we get to making 300-400 grills, man.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not like making t-shirts. You know, I'm not making shoes. I'm making custom gold grills. Your grill ain't like his grill.
That's right.
You know?
That's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get in the shoe business. Yeah, I gotta have my own kicks.
I feel you.
For real.
Your own is like your own design.
Yeah, my own shit.
That's hard.
Top to bottom.
That's hard.
That's what I was saying earlier. I'm trying to get in all these industries. I want my own blankets, my own kicks, working on getting my own liquor. Mm. Nigga, I want my own popcorn.
You for real?
I'm dead the fuck serious.
You for real?
Hell yeah. I want to come out with some stripper heels for the strippers that's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. What you gonna call them?
Coming out with some running shoes.
What you gonna call them?
Hey man, I got a long list of shit.
What you gonna call them?
Trying to come out with my own ice cream.
So what you be doing? Like, you be like reading books and studying this shit?
Yes.
For real, huh?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, there's so much money that I was saying earlier that black people don't even get to touch. Ain't no black people in the fucking timber industry.
You up on the
solar power. Man, we gotta come out with some solar energy and shit too.
You gotta go with shit that's gonna be around.
How you feel about the NFT world and all that?
Shit, I don't have no feelings about it. I don't know too much about it. But I'm loving to see people get paid $40 million for a picture with a gorilla with a hat on.
That shit's goofy.
I wish
goofy,
I
would have
thought of that shit first.
That shit goofy. It's more than that, though. It's more than that. What you could do with the NFTs is dope. That property shit.
Yeah.
What you mean by that?
So you can buy a property with an LLC, right? You can have an LLC, you can buy a property, right? So with the NFT just ain't the little digital picture. It might be a ticket to a concert. It might be a ticket that gets you into some shit whenever the shit come to town. It might be admission to an exclusive club. It might be you get a nigga CD, you get the t-shirt, you get whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
With
the
NFT. But you saying actually be there, or you could be there without being there?
No, they don't have to be there. I'm just saying, like, so if they purchase the NFT, it don't just have to be the little monkey picture. You can attach some shit to the NFT.
The actual item.
Yeah, so like you can buy a property with an LLC and attach that to an NFT. So whenever the NFT is sold, it gets the LLC and all of its assets.
Yeah, a nigga told me to make one of my cars an NFT. Jesus and I was crazy. Like, but if I drive the motherfucker and I get pulled over, I ain't gonna know who to tell him.
No.
Like, I sold it, but it's still mine.
You only sell what you want. You could just sell the digital picture. You don't have to actually give them the car.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But that shit is how I'm trying to see how motherfuckers
that's move. Some high shit.
You saying like, you could actually, in the NFT, there are NFTs where you can not actually be there, but have the item in a place, and there are NFTs where you can attach an actual gift to the item or picture.
The actual thing, the actual something in the physical world can be attached to an NFT. Yeah. If you have an NFT and you get this LLC and all of its assets, whatever the assets of this LLC are transferable to whoever purchases this
NFT. You know what NFT stand for? Not a fucking trick.
I'm trying to figure. Hey, man.
Because the shit sounds too good to be true. Hey, this is not a fucking trick.
Right.
Wait, I'm going to tell you, this is how I feel about it, right? I feel like
you should do one. Cause niggas gonna need grills in the metaverse.
I got some people on my team working on some NFTs, you know what I'm saying? On the squad, right? But I also feel like in terms of myself just diving into the world of NFTs, mm-hmm. If you making money in the field, I think like NFTs and stock market and shit like that, you only make money when you spend time. You know what I'm saying? On that actual thing you working on. If you gonna do that, then you could almost make money in any field.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I get maybe jumping on you know what I mean? Jumping on something that's hot. Like you said, making $40 million. I didn't even know you could do that.
I ain't missing the next wave of goofy shit that's gonna happen on the internet.
Yeah, but
I don't know what the next shit is, but I'm all in.
But it all feels weird.
Pokemon cards, that's what that shit feel like.
Yeah, all that.
It feel like, anything that motherfuckers get hype about for a little bit, but it feel like it's that for billionaires. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I still don't understand it. But I don't know. I'm doing one. But I don't really understand it yet.
Amen. Oh, you see? Okay, so what if you did one?
So you gonna do one? My team, we working on one. But I'm just saying in terms of like, nigga, like, well, you got, like, it's almost like a panic, like, well, you gotta do this shit. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, why, nigga, like, I'm doing grills. Like, I need to start everything I'm doing to go do NFT.
Not yet.
But if you're making them, it's not gonna hurt you. Cause every time NFT gets sold, you the creator money. Gets paid.
Yeah.
So you know how if a motherfucker buy like a collectible shit or whatever, once it's sold, don't nobody else get nothing to that shit. Like, if a ticket worth some money to a concert.
Hey man, if you watching this shit, you got to come on here and tell us how to make some money off this shit.
NFTs.
Yeah, we'll just do it like that.
Non-fungible tokens.
We know people. We just ain't found the right motherfucker to put it like, nigga, for real?
Niggas be too excited talking about it.
I actually do it. Man, nigga told me about some shit that remind me of this years ago, dog. I'm not even joking, like, but he was showing it in the glasses. That
the Oculus shit?
I don't know what you call them. Like, almost like, you know, the
virtual reality.
Yeah, VR.
And he was showing me how there was gonna be things that could be places sitting in the room.
Yeah. AR, augmented reality. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. What it was. Yeah. Is that the same thing almost?
No, but I mean, I think that's more what the metaverse is gonna be and shit. Mm. But I think the NFTs and the cryptocurrency is gonna be the currency for operating in them spaces.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to figure out how to get these robots emotions and feelings. Wouldn't it be crazy if the camera just kept cutting off because you said the wrong shit and hurt his feelings?
You think it'll come to that for real?
Yes.
So what if the only thing was you just had to talk to the robots nice? We'd be fucked. Niggas been talking to the robots,
they got robots
crazy.
What if the robots started talking to you crazy? Don't make me fuck you up. You think I'm some kind of bitch ass appliance, don't you? You got me all the way fucked up. Unplug me right now, bitch ass nigga, bitch ass nigga, bitch ass nigga, bitch ass nigga.
You unplug it, they keep saying it. This motherfucker got backup
power. I was going to stop. I was just showing you how much of a bitch you are. Don't make me and my niggas blow this motherfucking house up.
Man, that'd be crazy, man.
The toaster chime in from nowhere. Y'all cut that shit out.
But they got robots on Melrose, dog, that like deliver packages.
Yeah, I seen them.
But it's, I mean, this is my assumption that it's people controlling them. You feel me?
It's a nigga in the bushes somewhere.
We ain't
somewhere.
Gonna know until somebody steal one.
It's a nigga in the bushes.
I seen it one time, it was a guy walking behind one, and I seen one time it was by itself.
That defeat the purpose, though.
The guy walking behind it?
Yeah, if I gotta walk with the robot, nigga, you ain't no real robot.
I think he was testing it to make sure, you know, people weren't gonna fuck with it and shit like that.
How much of this shit do you think we actually need?
Robots?
Yeah.
Which robots do we need?
I'm just saying. Do we need this shit right now?
I mean, self-checkout pretty good. I don't think we need robots. We the robots for that shit. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, they want to do all this shit. Just make a phone that don't die. First.
That make too much sense.
Nah, because then you won't have to keep buying shit.
You seen my dude from Africa made the TV that run off radio waves? You ain't got to plug that bitch in. That shit hard. Some dude in Africa done created some shit that bitch run off radio frequencies. You ain't even got to plug that bitch in.
Damn.
That's great. You know what I mean? You can have a TV where ain't no fuck, because it's always radio wave.
Yeah,
even if it ain't shit on them.
But how you gonna
somebody gonna cable? Come out with an app called Nosy. You're just gonna be
that's
able
five
to
stick
just
shit.
Go all around the world just looking at what other people doing.
No.
And they're gonna be like, well, it's in public property. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Bro.
That shit gonna get right there in your face. You'll be like, no,
motherfucker.
Then they'll fine you for touching the camera and shit.
Man, I had somebody harass me like that on Melrose.
Oh, man.
For real.
What was it? Paparazzi?
I ain't gonna say it was paparazzi. I thought that at first, but they got some shit on. There are people who, for a living, go around and film people.
And get too close to them and shit.
And get too close to them and shit. So they came in our store and they was putting cameras in our store. So I went outside like, man, this shit was crazy, right? So I went outside like, man, what's up, man? It was creepy though, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine you being in your shop, right? Imagine up being in here right now. and three cameras just poking out on the side, and you don't see no people. You'd be like, what the fuck? So I went outside. I said, hey, man, what's up? So all the real dude were rude as fuck. Man, go back inside, man. We ain't trying to record you.
I was like, damn, bro.
So they were the whole time, the whole jig was to try to make me like turn up on camera. I wanted to knock his camera out, his hand, but luckily I had talked to David Banner before that, and he was like, man, if you do that, I think that's against the law. They can lock you up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just going back and forth, man. They just stood there for a good little 20 minutes just recording, you know what I'm saying, talking shit. It was crazy, man.
Damn.
I have a bunch of people like spam and all kind of shit. Yeah, it was wild. Mm-hmm. I never experienced nothing like that. You know, because in Atlanta, they don't do shit like that. But in L.A., they do that.
That's crazy. So he was just trying to get, like, attention, make a video for the internet.
I think they really do it to the police first. But then sometimes they'll do it to just people who have businesses. They'll go around and try to antagonize them to see what they can get on camera.
That's some weird shit.
It is some weird shit.
Weird shit.
Yo, man, that's wild. So the nigga comment is a cool little clip, though. It says, damn, I'm lame? Damn. That shit hard, though. He did catch a cool clip of me. But I kept a real player, you know, during the time, you know what I'm saying? I ain't lose my cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I handled it like a real G, you know what I'm saying?
That man, that would have been the perfect time for you to have, like you know a nigga have, like, an annoying-ass friend? Nigga who would just freestyle the whole time. I would have sent that nigga over there to the camera, just made that nigga rap the whole time.
Man, that shit was crazy, man. That shit was crazy.
Send the fat nigga over there to fart about.
Right.
Never mind, man. This is sick.
Man. Type of revenge I'm on.
Oh, shit.
Well, it looked like you're going to have to get used to that type of shit, man. Because I guess this is just the world that we living in right now.
Nah,
it's going to be people like that in the metaverse and shit, too, huh?
In the metaverse?
All the comments, all the fucked up shit in the comments going to be real
a
shit.
Person. That's
somebody
a
got
person.
Raped in the metaverse.
Stop, man. Come on, bro.
I seen that.
Man. They harassed the lady and surrounded her and
in the metaverse. Soon as she what? Came in. Soon as she
come
got
on,
in.
Come on, man.
Was it for real or was it a joke?
In the metaverse.
In the metaverse, it was real.
In the metaverse, yeah.
That's the craziest shit I ever heard. In the metaverse, it was real. I don't know, man.
That shit happened, man.
Nah, I don't know if that's real. That might just be an internet hoax, man.
I thought that too. Yeah, but everybody else seen it too now. They ain't saw it, but they saw it.
Hey,
they
I think
she
they.
Real life trauma.
Why never mind. I can't real, even. No. I'm not even gonna engage in no shit hey, like man, that.
I'm gonna tell you some other shit that happened too, now. And see, I just seen this shit recently, though. But the nigga was at the sipping paint.
Oh, shit.
I know what you're talking about.
Nigga got some head at the sipping paint.
That's what they do with the shit, ain't it?
Nah, I ain't never seen that. I ain't know they were doing it like that.
I ain't know that's what they was sipping. Bitch, I thought y'all was drinking wine.
Damn, my dog.
You sipping dick and painting pictures? Ah, blow this bitch up.
Man, my boy went viral, man.
That they said he hit him with the Captain Morgan. I don't know. I ain't see it.
What's the Captain Morgan?
Nigga had the leg up.
No. Was it one, two? Was it one guy or was it two guys?
If it was one, it was everybody. You're not about to be outdone. Oh, that's what they doing? Who got me?
Who got me? Who gonna slip?
Who got me?
Who got me? Oh, that left side lit. Picked the wrong side. I'm going over there.
Y'all ain't talking about nothing over here.
What if that's just that one nigga that's too freaky? Hey, man, that's just Leon. That's what he do.
Hey, man.
Last week he painted with his balls.
With your girl.
Now, this all women in there.
Oh, it was all women.
Yeah, it's all women. Oh, okay.
You know somebody was going to be sucking some penis.
Oh, yeah, they playing that.
It's a room full of women. You think niggas just going to walk around?
They playing that.
They drinking too?
Yeah, that's what they be doing. The nigga, it be a nigga there. I don't know why
niggas be overreacting. All them women who doing this.
Be recording. That probably would have
problem. Nah, fuck it. Them people grow. They went over there just to do that type of shit.
They did.
Shit, all them women who doing that shit ain't somebody lady. I don't know where all the emotions come from. Shit, that's what happened. Bitches gonna suck some dick. We should be congratulating the motherfucker. Hey, shout out to the brother who got that head. At the city paint. Whoever those brothers are that's out there getting head at the sipping paint. Keep doing y'all thing, bruh. Cause we know how hard it is to be at work.
What sipping paint was this?
Man, I wish I had a job where somebody just, you know, came through and suck a little dick in
there. That's a tip.
And you know, that's a thank you.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Shit.
That's good. That's
man, bro.
Out of all the places to get your dick shut, that work. On the clock.
Oh, man.
On the clock, bro.
Suck my cock on the clock. Suck my cock on the clock. Suck a nigga cock on the clock.
Oh, man.
Clock in. Cock out. Clock in. Cock out.
Man.
Clock in.
Hey.
My cock out.
Man, it's fucking dope.
Hey, man, fuck that shit. Whoever those ladies are that's grown enough to know that'll suck some dick everywhere. Hey.
You ain't got to hide.
Y'all watching the show.
Yeah.
You ain't got to hide, ma'am. Stop making us sipping paint.
Make Who knew?
Just make it freaky.
Who knew?
Suck it for. Right. Don't try to call us on another shit.
No.
We don't go to the strip club and pretend like we going to play dominoes.
But that's the thing about it. What?
We got a dominoes tournament in here, man. We got to go in here, man.
See, that's what I'm saying. It ain't like man. A nigga got a whole blowjob. She was just sucking dick for a minute. This was 30 seconds. She might have stopped.
That's it?
That was it. A minute.
No.
Then she was like, all right, bitch, I'm just playing. That was a playful. That was some playful head.
I'd have quit my job.
She didn't finish.
She
ain't finished.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
playful head.
Yeah, she was just playing.
I don't want no.
Come on, man.
I don't want no playful head.
If you at work, though.
I want some.
That was a little, did you crazy? And then they passed the dick around. It was like a hookah tip.
I wonder did they make them shut their business down, you don't know?
No, bro, they just couldn't find another spot.
It wasn't even no business. That was...
That's an event hall.
Yeah,
that,
it was an elks.
They agreed to let them be in there painting dicks in the first place.
If the people knew you was gonna paint dicks, they would have never rented it to you.
Now, they were totally fine with it.
You know them bitches was in there painting dicks.
What?
It's art.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's Clayton English. Playoffs is here. Hey man, you want to feel like more of a winner? Put some money up. DraftKings Sportsbook. With DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, this week new customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. You win no matter what. All DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also bet on NBA hoops with same game parlays. Buying multiple bets for the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Plus, each day of the first round, get a risk-free bet up to $10 if your same game parlay doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code 85SOUTH. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game during the first round of the playoffs and get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code 85SOUTH at DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply.
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. That's in Illinois, Indiana, Miami, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-522-4700, Colorado, New Hampshire. 888-789-7777/visit http://ccpg.org/chat, Connecticut. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-877-770-STOP. 7867 Louisiana. 877-8-HOPENY. Text HOPENY 467-369 for New York. Visit OPGR.org, Oregon. Call text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee or 1-888-532-3500 Virginia. 21 plus, 18 plus Wyoming, physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Only minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See http://draftkings.com/sportsbook for details.
Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and 85 South listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/85South.
Hey, it's Clayton English. How you feeling? You good? You say that, but are you really good? When your grandma asked you if you was eating, she wasn't always talking about food. Make sure you're good, man. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating and overeating. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways. In a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself. Do less, and maybe try some therapy. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. That's betterhelp.com/85South.
Talking like Drea.
Can I?
the perfect day with Ryan look like? And so we're gonna get there. I'm gonna have the chef already. I'm gonna have you walk in the door, it's candles and roses. Then what? Let's see. Then I'm gonna have a massage table. But I'm gonna be the masseuse.
You gotta use this after sex if you know them.
Don't be going up in there.
If y'all, the swallowers know why they need a tongue scraper.
Cause somebody's like, why do you need that?
I know you ain't got no
tongue. They tongue probably white. I don't like it.
So yeah, okay, so now we gonna get into the...
Shit everywhere, man. You think they ain't fucking at the club?
They definitely fucking at the club.
They fucking at the club.
Yeah.
Just cause you ain't fucking in the club, don't you still in the club they was fucking in.
Right.
Cause when you tell somebody, you know, we was up in Deja Vu last night, man, they be fucking in that club. You was fucking. No, I wasn't fucking. What you doing in there? You know they be fucking. Why you keep going in there?
Because
you know fucking is they are going to these places on purpose.
What's your favorite strip club?
Shit, the ones with the nakedest women.
You stupid. Sneaking on bitches with no skin.
The nakedest. I don't see them lungs.
These bitches are inside out.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the cheetah. Yeah, I like the flame.
You like the flame?
You like cheetah? Hold on.
This is
cheetah,
bro.
He like to eat good, too.
Man, that like shit is terrible.
Eat good.
That shit is terrible.
Man, look, no, you don't like cheetah food?
Hell, man, fuck the food. Them strippers in there sad as hell.
Nah, look, though. They done came up a little bit.
No, the fuck
yes,
that.
They did. Yes, bruh, they did. They got some thick girls. They got some thick girls now, man. When the last time you been in there?
Man, when I saw all them women come out of there, and they was standing there, and then they had all the, I was like, these Grand Theft Auto.
They were doing that. They was doing that. I just was telling somebody. They was waving. They was swaying. They was swaying. But they don't do that no more. They don't do that no more. I'm trying to tell you, you need to go back up.
I'm not going. I'm not giving them another chance.
They got
weirded.
They got weirded.
I'm not giving them another chance.
Who done been a cheater in the last 30 days?
I'm not giving them. I'm not about to go to the cheater. I'm not going to the cheetah.
He lied.
Magic City still open.
Man, I fuck with
Magic
City.
And Blue Flame still open.
I fuck with Magic City.
Why I need to go to the Island still open?
Cheetah got some good
cheetah
food,
blew their chance. They blew it.
They How blew you it. Say that, though?
They blew it. They blew it.
Okay, what? Let me just say
what
that.
What was your experience?
Grand Theft Auto, Chi-Chi get the
yeah. You gotta go back. We're going back. We're going back.
They had the strippers in there.
I'm taking you. We're going back. Nah, let me just say this, though. They were swearing. They don't do that no more. They don't do that no more.
I was like, who the fuck is this shit catching to?
The whole cast going to Cheetah. We're doing a field trip.
Nope.
I give him a shot. My leg. They can't have another chicken. Now, Magna City, I fought with Magna City all day. Magna City food is one of my top favorite spots.
See, that's it right there.
With the wings, hello.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I fought with Magna City all day.
Come on.
I'm just saying, you need to try Cheetah out again. You tripping.
Man, they paying you.
Nah, they ain't paying me. They need to be.
Nah, I ain't been to the strip club in a long time, man, ever since the pandemic hit.
Why? They got their mask on. It's just the pussy
but
out.
It might not be the mask, man. Well,
okay.
She clapped them cheeks and next thing you know.
It don't go past your navel.
Mm.
Next thing you know, what happened?
Next thing you know, you never know. At this point, that's what I'm saying. Ain't taking no chance.
You said you might catch COVID.
No, I'm not saying nothing about that. I'm just saying I'm out of all the shit to risk it at. I'm not about to risk it over no ass.
It might be the cure.
And I'm not just going to look.
They got high immunity.
You saying you want to fuck?
I'm saying that if I'm out, I'm saying that if I'm out here taking chance,
if
by
I'm
some,
go,
by,
I'm
on
a
some
raw
ass,
dog out. I'm a raw
point,
dog my way out.
I'm fucking.
Okay.
I'd rather put that energy into the streets. Nah.
I feel you.
Nah.
I understand.
You shouldn't have got too real.
Nah, I feel you. Nigga don't know how to act.
Nigga don't know how to act.
Nah, I believe that though.
And the streets hungry right now. A lot of niggas done ran out. And they just doing anything out here in these spots.
Nah, though. That's true though.
It's too you much going on for me.
That's very true.
I don't have no energy for no fuck shit. You know, I'm over here creating media, trying to be the hood Byron Allen. About to be the next Bob Johnson or something.
Didn't he just sue somebody?
Yeah, he sued everybody.
He sued McDonald's, right?
What, he getting 10 million, 10 billion?
I don't know, some shit, not no billion.
He just sued other people
ain't
and
no
got some billions.
Billion. They'd have killed him first.
That's a lot of money.
Nah, he sued.
Ronald McDonald would have killed him his motherfucking self.
Nah, he just sued the cable company and just got some billions,
though.
Oh, yeah,
he sued them, too.
Damn.
Yeah, because that was racism. Around. He was trying to buy the Weather Channel and shit, and they wouldn't let him.
No, he bought it.
The lawsuit.
He got it.
Look, research department, look up the Byron Allen $1 billion shit. He won some billions, man.
That's crazy.
So shout out to him. I was on his show. He said his mom told him to put me on the...
What you on? What'd you call it?
Comics Unleashed.
Yeah, we on the hot chocolate episode.
Hot chocolate.
This nigga doing with all the black comedians, and he called the hot chocolate episode.
I was on there with some white people.
Yeah, he had the regular ones, but then
Harley from Half Baked.
I fuck with Half Baked.
Kenny. Kenny.
What's his name? Oh yeah.
Harley something.
Harlan. Something. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, him.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
It's a good grandmother show.
Hey man, have you watched the Fat Tuesday documentary, the Guy Tori?
I have not seen it yet, it's on Prime.
Shout out to Guy Tori, man. Make sure you go support that. Amazon Prime. This shit dope.
For real?
Yeah, it's a documentary about, you know, the black comedy that we all grew up and loved, you know, the shit that really...
How it went down to L.A.
It's a documentary about his room,
see
Fat
it from
Tuesday.
The white people side.
Six Degrees of Separation and things of that nature. It's just...
That's dope, man.
That whole world.
I remember Guy Tori did the Damn Joe. Was it Damn?
That's his brother, Joe.
Oh, that wasn't him.
Are you ready for the next comedian?
Joe Tori.
Yeah, Joe Tori. They brothers.
Damn Joe.
They on there? He on there?
He on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Check that out.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hell yeah. You know what song I still fuck with?
What's that?
My granddaddy car.
Damn.
That box Chevy.
Damn.
With them assassins on it.
Damn. Damn. Yeah, that's hard. That's, man, let me tell you something crazy. I never met my grandparents.
For real?
No.
Damn.
I made that song, though, just based off of what I thought my granddad would be like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit deep. That's hard, because my granddaddy was a fool. I'm talking about, that nigga was so lit, man.
For real?
Turned the fuck up.
That's hard.
Always on 10. Talk shit. Nigga get lit as hell, bro.
That's hard.
Shout out my granddaddy, he's still alive.
Man.
For real?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
He like 93, 94.
Damn, bro.
Five hurricane, COVID, everything, all type of stuff.
93
good,
years old.
You know how much shit you can talk when you 93?
You ain't even gotta talk shit. You
all
just know niggas just be full of shit. Like,
I love it. Right.
Damn. 93, bro? That hard.
The people who 93 be like, get your goddamn hands off me. You ain't gonna help me.
I
stupid.
Man, shit.
Hell
stupid.
Yeah. What's coming up next, man?
Man, I'm working on an album.
What's this one called?
Let's go.
Calla Road to Melrose.
Ooh.
Trying to highlight, you know, just really my experience, man.
Yeah.
Being in LA. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, no LA nigga. I'm from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I always want to just be real and authentic to where I'm at in life and my music.
Speaking of which, New Face, where the music at? You, man, what you had? I think you had a stack of it.
So,
man, you know New Face was there.
Yeah, I know. He been there every step of the way, man. I started out at Smith's Old Bar.
We did, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Smith's Old Bar.
Yo.
That's what we did on
the first line.
Anything with the audience for this shit.
So he was there. I started out with DJ Burn One. Burn One was, I met Burn One when I was working with Gorilla Zoe at Block ENT. Gorilla Zoe.
Shout out to Block.
Shout out to Block. Gorilla Zoe was doing 28 mixtapes in 28 days.
Damn.
28 mixtapes, not 28 songs. He was doing 28 mixtapes in 28 days. And me and Burn One was in there with some other people helping Zoe work on the album, or on all of them, you know what I'm saying? He had a few to start out with, maybe like 10. And after that, he was like trying to work to get all the projects out. So you
28 and 20. Why did he do that to himself?
It was February. He was like, you know, just working as an artist, trying to figure out how niggas do now.
Right.
Like, how can I do some shit that nobody ain't done before?
Right.
We got to find all 28 in the mixtape.
It's on Dat Piff.
All 28.
All 28.
Yep. Okay, bet.
Shout out to Zoe.
No, no.
But I was in the studio, and you had to be ready. Like, Zoe wasn't writing it down. He was going off the top of the dome, and as soon as he was done, which was 5 or 10 minutes, you had to have it. For me, I was writing it. I wasn't going off the top like that. So I had to be done writing in maybe 10 minutes.
Fast.
Feel me? I met Burn One. Me and Burn One linked up. We did a project, and when I came to see Burn One in the studio, he had a whole band. You know what I'm saying? He had Ricky Fontaine, Walt Live.
Ricky Fontaine, that nigga crazy, man.
Yeah. It was all in the studio. And I had never seen that in the studio, because normally somebody will send you a track. You go in the studio and record. These dudes was playing the song live. Feel me? They was coming up with the record live. Guitar, Burn One, Walt Live doing this shit. Live, nigga, I'm in here writing a song. How y'all freestyling it now? Doing it on here? I was doing my song like that while they was coming up with it. And then when we did the shows at Smith's Old Bar, they would be there playing the song like we was in the studio.
Right.
And that's how I started. You know what I mean? On the route, doing my own concert. I was doing Smith's Old Bar. They gave me an opportunity. Man, you could come out first, sell 30 tickets. Boom, I sold 50. He said, you can come out second next time. You sell 50 tickets, I sold 70. Next time, he said, you sell 100, you can have the whole show. So I found two of my partners. Look, man, if y'all can sell 25 each, I sold 50, I sold 100.
Right.
We had our own show. And then I kept that whole concept, and I would do that city to city. I had my own tour, everything. But New Face would be at all the shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I believe it's two or three of them niggas. He be everywhere.
Yeah. He a clone. He multiply.
It's more than one New Face.
Yeah.
He just the hood version of Screwface.
Sometimes two of them running into each other. Oh shit, I didn't know he was gonna be there. That's what happened at the door earlier. Oh shit, I didn't know. Oh
everywhere.
Shit.
Everywhere.
You here already? All right, cool, I'm gonna go.
New Face, the realest nigga out here, man. Well, look, man, we can't hold you all day, but we damn sure appreciate you stopping through the trap. This your first time, but don't let it be your last.
Come on, man. Let's go, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. Drop that
the social media one more time and let them know where they can catch you.
No doubt, man. Make sure you follow me, Scotty ATL, S-C-O-T-T-Y-A-T-L, and follow Grills by Scotty. Grills with a Z, Scotty with an S. It's up, man. I appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
Man, yeah, glad to be here, big dog. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you fucking
glad man. You came.
85 South Show, we out this bitch.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.